Okay, so we'll get started on the next slide.
好，我们再开始接下来的课。
This slide we talk about that Christ is glorified by the salvation of the unbelievers and the imputation of blessings to believers. So every time an unbeliever believes in Jesus Christ, he gets a salvation, right? And God is glorified by that.
好，我们要知道就是说基督呢如何得到荣耀，被什么样的事情啊得到荣耀呢？第一种状况就是让不信者得救的时候呢，我们的耶稣基督就被荣耀了。
There's a verse in scripture which says every time that a person is saved, the angels in heaven are cheering. Yay, another one is saved, another one has joined the team.
对，就像那种感觉，你可以想象，就是只要有一个人他得救了，从不信变成信了。全天堂的天使都在鼓掌欢呼说哇又一个人加入我们这一边了、嗯、
Yeah, so every time someone makes a decision, somebody might be in their room and they're reading the Bible and they believe it, right? There's nobody around, but this person believes and God would say to the angels, see even maybe the angels can't see it, but in his mind he believes and God says, this person here, this man John, he believes in Jesus. And so now all the angels are cheering.
这个就是当一个人他在他的脑中下了决定说啊，我相信耶稣基督，他就是得救了。那那时候在天上的天使们就跟神一样，他们都非常的开心。
Yeah, it's like maybe you have a friend and they come to you and they say, oh, last night I was praying and I was thinking about the Bible verses you told me and now I believe in Jesus. And you should, yeah, 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 you praise God, right?
如果有一个朋友跟你讲说，昨天晚上你我呢在想着你给我的那一段经句，我突然间我相信了耶稣基督。你要了解，你就会应该会是像那个天上的天使一样，他们都那么开心，这个人得救了。
Yeah, on the other hand, you have the angel, the demon angels of Lucifer. If they find out someone believes in Jesus, like, oh, not another one. Yeah, they're very disappointed.
你可以想象，当有人得救的时候，那个撒旦跟那些堕落天使们，就是所谓的魔鬼们呢。他们看到有一个人得救的时候，他们就哦，像泄气的皮球一样。
It's no different from the person whose family don't like Christians. They said you should never go to that church, and then you go to the church, you come home, you say I believe in Jesus today, and your family is very upset. They're just like the demon angels.
那其实就很像有些那种不信神的家人，当你告诉他们说你信主了，他们当然是非常泄气的，因为他们就是跟撒旦魔鬼。站在同一队。
Yeah, and some families, talk about the Muslim families and Hindu families, that they will kill their children if the children believe in Jesus Christ.
就像那些穆斯林或者是印度的那些不信基督教的家庭，他们对于他们的孩子信了基督，他们是会杀掉那个孩子。
It shows how much these people hate God, and they hate God's plan, they hate grace, and they hate Jesus Christ.
就想像这些，你就理解说这些。异教，他们多么的恨耶稣。
Yeah, these people are worthy of the lake of fire, according to God's grace and His God's justice and His righteousness. These people deserve to go to the lake of fire.
而这些这么痛恨基督教教徒、基督徒的这些异教，他们其实真的迫害基督徒到一个很严重的地步。他们真的是很适合去火湖中被烧。
You know, that's what God says. I'm just teaching you what the Bible says.
也是圣经里面告诉我们。
Right, so every time a person believes in Jesus Christ, God is glorified.
所以呢，任何一个未信者变成相信耶稣基督的时候，神他就得到了荣耀。
Yeah. And then as a believer, when that person starts to learn about the Bible and they apply the word of God to their situation and they overcome their tests and their temptations because of the word of God, God is also glorified.
那对于一个信徒而言呢，他每一次在研读圣经，或者是把神的话语，实际的实践在他的生活中，或者是他通过了一些非常困难的测试，魔鬼的测试，这时候神都得到荣耀。
And because you're developing a capacity for blessings, you're developing the ability to be blessed, God is blessing you more and more, and so God is glorified through those blessings.
而当这种状况发生的时候，就是你通过这样的测试，或者你研读圣经，或者是实践神的话语的时候，你的那个容器，就好像你的那个承受神祝福的容器就越来越大。 然后你的那个容器越大，神就会给你灌注更多的祝福，然后你的祝福越多，其实神就得到更多的荣耀。
Christians say, I want to be blessed. Well, God wants to bless you. You have to always remember that God wants to bless you as much as he can, because through those blessings, he is glorified.
所以你要理解，我们常常在祷告说，神啊，给我更多的祝福，给我更多的祝福。神是非常希望给你更多祝福的，因为当他给你祝福的时候，你又能够承接得了的时候，神就得到荣耀。
So if you're not being blessed, it's not God's fault. It must be your fault, because God, again, he wants to bless you.
所以如果你没有感觉到得到祝福，那绝对不是神的错，是你的错啊，你承接不了他的祝福啊，因为神是永远都希望给你最多这更多的祝福。
Okay, now going from the previous slide, we talk about God's policy is grace and the authority is the sovereignty of God. So the policy is written in Bible doctrine.
我们在前面讲到，就是所谓神的这个政策，神的原则是要给你更多的恩典。这个原则是什么呢？其实就是在圣经的教义里面，就在教你说神他的原则是什么。
Yeah, and then, you know, all the way through the Bible, we learn about God's grace.
所以整个圣经就是在教我们神的恩典。
Okay, and also all the way through the Bible, we have the authority. See, when people talk about the authority of God, well, God displays his authority through the Word of God.
而整个圣经呢，不只是来呈现神的恩典，同时也呈现神的主权。好，那这些在这个圣经的这个话语中间，都在教导我们这些事。
And then in society, God displays his authority by establishing people as the heads of government. He establishes governments. He establishes world leaders. Even the leader of your village or your town. This is ordained by God.
而我们也必须理解，在神的系统中呢，他把这些世界运行的律记载在里面。同时呢，他也把这个神的主权来教导我们，但是他同时呢，在整个社会里面呢，把一层一层的这个所谓的领袖，在结构中也把他把不同的权力赐给他们。这些领袖们都是被神恩膏过的。
Jesus said, "You give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and you give to God what is God." He was recognizing the authority of the kings that God had established.
就是所以呢，像王权呢，哈，或者甚至就算是一个小小里长，他其实都是有一个被神恩膏过的恩典。
And then in Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to 7, Paul says, "Obey the authorities because they have been established by Jesus Christ."
所以在罗马书的13章1到7节里面，就是说呢，你必须要服从这些各种不同层级的权柄，因为这些权柄是神赐给他的。
Again, so this is all part of God's system. You can't go away from the system. Some people say, I'm not going to obey the government. I'm going to protest the government because they're charging too much in taxes or I don't like the leader. Well, they're going outside of God's system.
所以我们必须理解，当有的时候我们很讨厌一个这个政府，你说，这个政府这个给我们课太多税了，太高的税了，然后他们就不想，他就用各种方法要脱离这个系统，不遵守法律，然后要走漏洞等等的，那他这样的话就等于是脱离了神的系统。
Yeah, and yeah, this is what's developing your Christian integrity as well. See, Christians should never protest the government.
所以当他这样在逃离这个政府的体系的时候呢，那个就等于是脱离了神的系统，就是你不遵守、不尊重神所设立的系统，你这其实就是违背神的旨意的。因此呢，对于一个基督徒来讲，他永远不应该去抗争这个你的政府所做的事情，不应该上路上去做那种抗议行为。
Yeah, it doesn't matter what system of government you have. It could be a democracy, it could be communism, it could be a dictatorship or a king. These people are all corrupt. You can't expect these people to be nice people because they all like their power and they all like their money. It's very rare that you have a good government on the earth.Most governments are corrupt because they're made up of people.
我们要理解啊，就是在任何一个政权、政府下，它都不可能是非常好的。你其实很难想，可很难得到一个真的非常好的政府。为什么呢？因为政府都是由人组成的，而这些人呢，很容易都是会腐败的。 好，那所以呢，其实没有一个政府可以做到像神一样的那么公正、公义、公平、信实。
Some people think a democracy is really good because the people get to vote. But the thing is, most people are stupid as well, and they vote for stupid politicians. Or they're evil people, they vote for evil politicians.
很多人以为民主政权就一定会是最好的，因为你人有票，有选票可以去选择你的政府。但实际上呢，很多人都是很愚蠢的，他们在选择的时候就是选择了愚蠢的这个政治人物。就是接受贿赂，他就去选择了贪腐的政府。
Now, Hitler was one of the most evil leaders in history, and he came into power through a democracy and a democratic system.
你可以想象希特勒这么恐怖的一个最邪恶的一个政治领袖，他却是被人民用票选选出来的。
And on the other hand, during World War II, his adversary was Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of England.And Winston Churchill, you know, England was a democracy as well. And Winston Churchill said that the best argument against democracy is just to speak to the average voter. He was even saying democracy is not so good. Even Winston Churchill said democracy is no good because you talk to the average people and they're stupid.
丘吉尔在这个二次世界大战就是打赢那个二战，让那个希特勒下台的英国首相，他就说。他说其实呢民主政权不是一个好的政权因为呢那个选票所做出来的结果大部分都是愚民下的决定
Yeah, and I think Winston Churchill was actually one of the greatest leaders of the 20th century but even still he made mistakes as well
那你要理解丘吉尔应该是在20世纪里面最好的一个领袖了但是他在他的执政的过程中，他也下过很多错误的决定。
The thing is, never protest the government. You know, you have to accept the government that God has given to you. And if there's going to be a change of government, God is going to do that.
所以呢，重点是什么呢？就是我们永远都不要上街头抗议政府。政府的确永远都不会是做完美的事，他都会做错事。而这个决定要让这个政府下台，要改善政。改朝换代的决定其实是在神的手上
yeah, You might have maybe a local church and the local church is organizing a protest against the government about something You have to be very careful if you get involved in those kind of things Is this really God's will or is this just some idea from some person in the church?
所以有的时候有些比较小的教会他们就参与了一些这个要抗议政府的一些事情的时候你要非常小心分辨因为这真的是神的旨意吗还是只是某些少数人在利用教会去达成他的 个人的目的
Now in scripture we have many commands but you know, this, the heading here many commands one dynasphere so really we have lots of commands from God about how to live your life but it's all within one system
我们在这个下一页的这个 PPT 上面讲说许多的神的命令但是不论是什么样的命令都是在神的一个动力系统之中
So here are some examples of the main commands that we have in the church age. Right, so different from the Old Testament, but in the church age, you know, we're expected to confess our sins, to love the brethren, means love your fellow Christians, to rest in the Lord, maintain your relaxed mental attitude, to maintain humility, to learn and apply the word of God, to love God and be occupied with Christ,to acquire virtue, to resist evil, and to achieve spiritual maturity. These are all commands from God.
神给我们的一个命令就是呢，我们要被圣灵充满，我们要尽可能的在保持在圣灵充满的状态下。好，那要怎么做呢？就是要认罪，然后要爱弟兄姐妹，然后要随时的在主里安息，要保持谦卑，要学习跟运用神的话语。要爱神，而且全然为基督，并且呢，要以德为美，拒绝邪恶，达到属灵成熟。
Yeah, these are commands that can only be achieved by changing your attitude.
而这些命令要能够达成，唯一的方法就是你要改变你的态度。
See, a lot of religions, they will teach commands and, you know, which are not really talking about your attitude, but it's about things that you're doing. So they say you, know, you have to stop drinking and stop smoking and you have to stop swearing and stop going to discos or something like that.
宗教它都不是在 教你那个改变你的态度的动机，而是在给你一些什么事不要做什么事不要做的那种规定，比如说不要去那种喝太多酒啊，不要抽烟什么，就是都是在告诉你说啊，什么事情不要做。
Yeah, even the unbeliever can stop doing these things. That doesn't make him a great person in God's eyes.
但事实上呢，一个非信徒他都可以做，也或许他可以做到不做那些坏事。但是他不做那些坏事，不代表他就能够进天堂。
Talk about like stop getting drunk. Well, they have programs for unbelievers to stop getting drunk. They don't need God to stop getting drunk.
就是你要想要不酗酒。好，很多非信徒他也可以做到学习到，或者是到那些那个什么戒酒中心，他或许就成功的戒酒了。但这些事情呢，并不好像并没有神的介入啊。
You know, they're stopping their sins, but it's not really part of God's plan. Their attitude towards God does not change.
不做坏事这件事情不等于啊，就是真正把神引进你的生命中。
Yeah.On the opposite side, you know, some people think if you're going to be a great Christian, you have to go to church and sing songs. You know, a lot of people think they're great believers because they're singing songs very loudly. Well, even the unbeliever can go to a church, and they do. Yeah, I was an unbeliever. I went to church and I sang songs, and I thought, well, God must love me. And I hadn't even believed in Jesus.
那也不要以为进了教会，每个礼拜天去唱唱圣歌，听听道，就叫做好的基督徒了。听说他以前哦，很长一段时间都有去教会，可他那时候根本不相信耶稣基督。
In the Philippines, they have like there's 90% Catholics. There must be about you know, 100 million people in the Philippines are Catholics. A lot of those people are not saved, but they go to church every Sunday and they sing in all these songs to God.
那个菲律宾有非常多的天主教徒，因为他们差不多90%的人都是天主教徒，可是他们去了这个教堂，那些人。他们真正理解真正认识了主耶稣真的相信了吗那些只有行为并没有真正相信的人他们其实并没有得救哦。
And they pray a lot, you know, they do a lot of praying to God. And they think that God is going to love them because they pray and they sing and they do all these good works.
那他们如果也都那些人都以为说哦他有跟有做祷告啊好这个每一餐饭前也祷告啊。但是这些人他们真正信了耶稣吗他们以为他们自己是真的好信徒但实际上是吗
I've given the example before of Mother Teresa and you might know Mother Teresa who helped in Calcutta in India with the orphans and the widows she devoted her whole life to helping the widows and the poor children
她把她的一生都奉献给那些穷苦的孩子们
yeah, and she's raised up by the Catholic Church as a great example of a Catholic
那他当然是从小就是受天主教的教导。
I've read some of the biographies and things that she's written. I haven't seen anything which suggests that she has said to people, you need to believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. But there's nothing in what she's written that I have seen. It's like the popes as well. When you hear the pope talking, they never talk about salvation in Jesus. They always talk about trying to make a nice world.So I think these people are not actually saved. But the thing is, a lot of people, and I can say this from my own experience as well, mm-hmm. is that you get involved in human works because you want to get to heaven. That's why these people are doing these works, because they're not saved.
就很多人他们都以为多做事工就是做善事就是能够进天堂。这个绝对不是一个好的思维，因为他并没有理解他真正需要的是救恩。
Right. So a lot of people look at the outside works and they think if the outside works are good, then they're good with God. But the commands in Scripture are about your attitude. It's about your thinking.
So many people think that what you're doing, the outward things, are the important thing. But in fact, God is the most important thing. The most important thing is our attitude, our thinking, our mindset.
Yeah. And if your thinking is correct and your relationship with God is correct, then your actions will reflect that.
所以当我们的思维态度是正确的时候我们才展现出来的这些行为才是有意义的
So these imperatives are not isolated mandates unrelated to one another. It means that they're all related. All of these mandates, these commands in scripture, they're all related to each other.
所以这些很多很多的这些神所给的命令它彼此是互相有关联性的。这些诫命它其实都不是独立的一条一条的。它其实是成为一个体系的。好最重要的核心好就是你跟神的关系。
Yeah. And so Jesus said, if you keep my mandates, for example, to love God or to have happiness in the Lord, all of these things here, to resist evil, then you will reside in the sphere of my love.
所以我们要理解就是神说呢，只要如果我们真的遵守了那些所有的诫命，实际上呢，我们抵抗这些恶魔的诱惑的真正的核心是在我们真的活在神的爱里面。
So this is John 15:10 saying, if you keep their mandates, then you're developing a love and then you become into the sphere of God's love.
所以我们能够做到遵守诫命，然后成为一个不受魔鬼诱惑而犯罪的人呢，其实一定是我们就是活在神的爱的体系里的。这是一个可以倒装回来思考，就是你活在神的爱里的人，他就真的可以做到不会受魔鬼利用，而且完全可以遵守神的诫命。
Now in John 14:15, we have from the other side, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
所以呢，但是又有另外一个角度了，就是说，当就如同约翰福音14:15所说的哈，如果你爱我，你就会遵守我的命令。
That means if you love God, you'll keep His commandments. If you don't love God, you're not going to keep the commandments. Which means if you are sinning, you don't love God.
所以呢，你如果能够遵守我的命令，也代表你爱神嘛。所以你如果犯罪了，就代表你根本不爱他。不要自以为爱神，但实际上你又一直在做他不喜欢的事情。
But it's very easy to say I love God, and again, even the unbelievers can say I love God. Because some of them think they have a relationship, but they're not keeping the commandments. They're disobeying God in so many ways. They should not say, "I love God."
So, 很多人都可以很容易的就说啊，我爱神。也许根本一个根本不信的人，他都可以不相信神的人，就是非基督徒，他都可以说我爱神呢。但是呢，如果你的行为又完全是不遵守神的旨意，啊，不遵守他的诫命，你凭什么说你爱他？你根本就是不爱他。
See, when a person says I love you, it could be a man saying it to a woman or a child to their parents. It's very subjective. And subjective means it's not really based on any standards. It's based on your feelings, or it's based on what's expected, maybe. But it's what we call subjective. This is only from your own thinking that you might love somebody.
很多人说我爱你。我爱孩子，我爱我的先生。那个爱呢，其实是一个非常主观的概念，就是说那种爱是你主观认为你爱。
Yeah, but God's love is objective, and so you know, when God says I love you, and God does say that in Scripture, we know this love is coming from His position of truth and righteousness and grace and justice and His omniscience, everything He knows about us.
但是呢，神对我们的爱却是一个客观的爱，因为他的爱是带着他的公义、他的公正、他的全知、他的全能，就是有所有的客观的所有的象限，没有办法去挑剔的那种，是神对我们的爱。
When we had that verse from Ephesians chapter 5, Paul said, Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and died for her.
就像以弗所书第五章所提到的，这个耶稣对教会的爱就跟一个先丈夫去对妻子的爱是一样的。因为呢，在耶稣对教会的爱呢，是爱到他可以为他的教会而死。所以对于一个丈夫来讲，他的真正的爱也是要做到这个才称之为爱。
See, that would be very objective. It's an objective way of expressing love for your wife, is that if you had to die to protect your wife, you would do that.
所以这就变成一种很客观的一个概念，是当一个丈夫他可以爱他的太太到为愿意为他而死，那个才是一种真正客观性的去表达说这个丈夫是真的爱这个太太。
We talk about people, they say, I love my country. Well, Jesus said, no greater love has a man than he would die for his brother or die for his fellow man. The soldiers that really love their country, they can prove that by dying for their country.
那有些人说，哦，我爱我的国家，哈，那耶稣就说，爱你的，爱一个人，就是你爱你的兄弟，你会为你的兄弟而死。所以你真正能够 爱你的国家，为国家而死，那才叫真正的爱。所以那些真正上战场为我们那个捍卫国家的这些军人们，是真正的爱。
Yeah, to give up your life is the greatest sacrifice you can make. You can't give up more than your life.
所以呢，为什么为他所爱的而死？这个是最大的牺牲，就是因为只有给出你的生命的这种爱，才能真正的，就是等于是没有比这种爱更爱的更高级的爱了，就是你愿意为他牺牲。
But to have that attitude comes from having great integrity and being correctly motivated and having a great relationship with God.
所以我们刚刚所讲的这些事情呢，都是在谈一件事情，就是你所做的所有事必须要有一个正确的一个动机，正确的一个态度，从一个对的态度里面所引发的行为才是真正值得才是真实的。
Yeah. So getting back to the commands that we have, like to confess our sins, to love your fellow brothers, your brethren, to practice faith in your life, all of these things which give you a change of attitude in your soul, this comes to develop as objective love.
所以刚才我们提到说神教导我要做的事情，比如说安息在主里，要爱你的弟兄，要认罪，要谦卑等等的，这些事情呢，都是在学习逐渐的让我们的态度进入真实的完全的爱里。
What's the ultimate goal? To achieve spiritual maturity, and that way you can glorify God in your actions.
所以这些所有的提到的认罪、安息、爱弟兄姐妹、谦卑等等的，它其实都是要让我们属灵生命成熟到真正的荣耀神。
Yeah, and that's why you have like in Revelation, we talked about the winner believers. Some of the winner believers, they would have to give up their lives, sacrifice their lives to prove their love to God.
像我们在看这个历史上面的那些真正伟大的信徒，就是这些得胜者，他们都是可以为了爱神而牺牲生命的。
See, for those that give up their lives, God will give the crown of life to those who love God.
而那些愿意为牺牲自己的生命为了爱神而死的人，神是会给他们这个生命的冠冕。
And then God would give you maybe a membership card and say, "Welcome to the Tree of Life Club, because you died, you gave your life, and now you can eat from the Tree of Life."
所以呢，这些人就是好像将来可以得到神给的一张这个生命树俱乐部的一张会员卡一样，因为他们真的是为神而牺牲，都不会有犹豫的，那这些人就可以得到这个生命树俱乐部的会员卡。
Okay, I think that's enough for today.
好，我们想今天就讲到这里。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this honor and the privilege we have to study your word.
我们真的非常感谢神，让我们有这样的荣幸的这个特权，可以研读你的话语。
We pray that we can appreciate that everything that you give to us is given in grace.
我们要特别的感谢神，给我们这样的一个恩典可以学习。
Including the time that we have to study your word.
包括让我们有这个时间可以学习。
And the filling of the Holy Spirit.
同时让我们能够圣灵充满。
And your word, which is the truth unto our souls.
而让你的话语能够成为我们魂里面对最相信的真理。
We pray for humility that we can take all of these things to obey your commandments.
而且感谢你给我们谦卑的心，让我们可以真正的把这些你的诫命成为我们实践的方向。
We would eventually grow to spiritual maturity that we could obey you even to the point of death.
而让我们能够真正的愿意，即使是牺牲，都能够牺牲生命，我们都能够服从你的所有的诫命。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Serena.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, we have a question. Just hang around. You might.
There is a question.
Is bonus,
等一下哦，有一个
bonus,
有人要问问题。
我们刚刚说到要尊重权柄，即使这个政府人员他不一定是不完美， 然后我们还是要去遵守他的规定。但是我们后面又说我们要做所有上帝喜欢的事情，那如果今天是政府人员叫我去做不喜欢上帝不喜欢的事，那我到底要尊重权柄还是要尊重圣经？
You understand? If the government gives us some direction to do something which God won't like.
Right. Then you have to obey God. This came up in the book of Acts because the disciples were told to stop preaching the gospel. And they said, who should we obey? Do we obey God or do we obey man? So in that case, because there was a contradiction between the law of the government and then what God had said, they had to disobey the government. So there are exceptions.
刚才的问题就是说，如果那个政府我们都是需要去尊重这个政府的权柄的话，那如果政府要做一些事情是跟神所喜悦的，神的旨意呢是相违背相矛盾的时候，我们该怎么办？那 Tim 就说，那在使徒行传里面有特别提到，就是如果这个人要你做的跟神要你做的是互相矛盾的时候该怎么办，那就是必须要听神要你做的。Yeah.
But for example, say the government, they raise taxes up to 70% and you have to pay 70% of your taxes. You have to deal with that somehow. That's not an issue to rebel against the government. The government, maybe they raise up the taxes and then you have people protesting or they're trying to bring down the government, because governments can make really stupid policies. But if it's not specifically against the Bible,against like preaching the gospel, then you have to obey it.
他说，但是举例来讲，假设这个政府做了一个很蠢的事情，就是他把整个税哈高到要交70%的税，那这个时候你该不该做？还是得要交？为什么？因为他并没有违背圣经的原则。
But we have choice. We can choose to be maybe Taiwanese or American.
Maybe just immigrate to another country.
Oh, you can. Well, yeah, if God gives you the opportunity. But maybe God wants you to pass that test, to trust in him, you know, that he will give you the money to pay the tax, for example.
I don't think so.
What, you don't think God can provide?
But
so you don't trust in God?
That's why a lot of men and names move to America.
Sure, yeah. I mean, a lot of people go to America because of the freedom and then there's prosperity as well. That's a personal choice. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine.But you cannot protest the government. That's the point. Unless it's against the word of God specifically. And for those people that are in the book of Acts, they were told by the governor, you cannot preach the gospel or you go to prison. So they preached the gospel and they went to prison. They had to go to prison. See, they still disobeyed the government and they had to suffer the consequences, but God was glorified.
这边有两个例子啊，就是说如果今天有人不满意这个政府，他如果移民其他的国家，这个还算是 OK 啊，这并没有去抗议嘛。但是如果今天有人，他这个政府是规定不准去传福音，但是呢，神是需要希望我们传福音的，所以呢，就会有人他会传福音，然后被抓到监牢去，也好好的乖乖的去监牢里面待着，好、哦，就是他还是做到了神要他做的传福音，那他也遵守了这个政府的法令。就是去被关到监牢里，好，那基本上这个都是不得已，但是你必须要做的选择。
In the time of the Romans, many Christians were told not to preach the gospel and not to gather as Christians. And when they disobeyed the government, they were thrown to the lions. They were killed. The lions came and ate them, but God was glorified. So it's like, do you want to obey the emperor and you can live, or you obey God and you die? Sometimes that's the choice you have to make.
像罗马时代，那个罗马帝国的时代，很多人呢，他是被规，就是整个政府是规定你不准去传福音的。可是呢，很多人还是一定要传福音，因为神教导我们必须传福音，所以这些人就被抓到那个狮子笼里面去喂狮子了，然后他们就被狮子吃掉了。但是当他被狮子吃掉的时候，神还是被荣耀的，所以这个事情还是符合神的心意的。
So that's a choice they had to make, that knowing that they would die, that they would get eaten by the lions, but they still said, well, you know, we love God, we're going to do what God says.
所以这就是这些使徒们或者是 会做的一个选择，他为了要荣耀神， 他要去传福音，而且他愿意死于狮子笼里面，这就是他们真正的一个选择，荣耀神的选择。